Power Her Fitness Podcast. I'm your host, Aoife, and this is episode number 49. A little bit later this week, I like to normally have my episodes up by Wednesday morning, but for those of you who follow me on Instagram, you'll have known this was a bit of a big week for me because I finally became a citizen of Australia this week. So that was really exciting. I had my citizenship ceremony on Monday. I've lived here for just over 8 years now and finally become a citizen. So very excited about that. But it has meant it's been a little bit of a hectic week to start the week off with that on a Monday. But we're into the swing of things now. And I was thinking about what to cover in this week's episode. I had so many ideas in my head and I have so many ideas for future episodes. So that's really exciting for the coming weeks. But I thought for today, there's a question that I get asked every single week on Instagram, and that is, what is the mini cut program all about? So I am going to go into that this week and really take you through the entire process of what we do in the mini cut program so you have a better idea of it. Followers who have followed me along on Instagram or looked into the program before know that I only do a few intakes every year. The reason for that is it's very personalized. I'm really committed to helping every woman that joins the program to get the best results they can possibly get. So we have a lot of things that will help you in that way. We have a weekly group coaching call, and that's done over Zoom. So all of the ladies who are on the program all over the world can jump on. I try to choose a time that works for everyone across all time zones, but they're also recorded. So those calls cover a lot of topics that come up each week and help everyone through that. And we talk about weekly goals and so on. We also have a weekly check-in, a weekly education topic. There's mindset lessons in there. There's lots of elements to it, and that's why it works. And that's why people are getting results. Along with that, I do limit the number of spaces for each intake. So if you've been thinking about it and you're not on the waitlist yet, then now's the time to get on it. Click on the link below this episode to join the waitlist, because the next intake will open for registrations next week. I actually was not going to have an intake until January, but due to interest, and I've had a lot of people inquiring and joining the waitlist, I'm going to start a new intake on the 25th of October, which will bring us up to right before Christmas, which is an awesome time to get on board for the program, because I know a lot of people want to finish 2021 feeling amazing and looking amazing, especially for the festive season. So if that's you, remember, first in, best dressed with regards to getting on that wait list, because when the registrations open, if you're on the wait list, you'll get an email that morning to get on board and register once the doors open. So that way you won't miss out. So for those of you who are already on the wait list, not to worry, you will be getting that email later next week to let you know that you can join up. So let's actually talk about who the Minicut program is for, perhaps first, just to give you an idea of whether it's for you or not. So really, it's suitable to anyone who has a body composition goal that they have not yet achieved. Whether you're wanting to lose fat, build muscle, improve your relationship with food, increase calories and improve metabolism, or learn how to set and adjust macros, or any and all of the above, then this is the type of program that you're probably looking for. But it's not just for anybody, okay? It's really important that you understand that, you know, there are some people that it may not be for. So who's it not for? Someone who wants a meal plan and just to be told what to do. That's not necessarily going to be what you're getting here, because I want everyone that gets on board with the program to really learn from it and have the tools to help them for life. So if you're somebody that doesn't value education and learning the why behind what you do, then unfortunately, this program is probably not for you. Or if you're not ready to get uncomfortable, to step outside your comfort zone, to challenge what you're doing, change things up and try something new, then it's probably not for you, because we really want to change things up when you get on board with this program. If you've been doing the same thing for years and years and you're not getting results, I've said it before and I'll say it again, then it means it's time to make a change and do something different. So you have to be ready to actually do that and step out of your comfort zone in order to really get the most out of this program. So I guess the next thing is, who are the women that I do work with on this program. So work with a lot of women on the Mini Cut program who have been stuck in the dieting cycle for years and years and finding they're getting little results or getting results that they're not able to maintain. So they're doing like really aggressive, challenges and feeling really restricted, but it's ruining their relationship with food. These are sort of people that would come into the program and gain so much from it because it's all about educating you how to actually be able to eat as much as possible while losing fat. So if you've tried every diet and quick fix, then this is the program for you to get out of that cycle and learn how to do it properly, do it well, get a result and maintain it forevermore. If you're the type of person that feels like you need the support of a coach and need some more accountability and guidance, then this is a great program for you to get that because you will not only have the support of me as a coach, but you also have the support of all of the other women on the program with you. And you'll get to meet women all over the world on the program who are doing it with you together and you're all going through the same process. If you're the type of person who wants to have structure and enjoys learning the why behind what you're doing, or if you just want to get a result and learn more about nutrition, this is a great program for you because you're going to learn, you're going to basically go inside my brain and learn all of what I know about nutrition over the course of those 8 weeks. So you learn a lot from it. And last of all, this is for somebody who really wants to take action and is sick of making excuses and really wants to actually, you know, get in there, get some results, take action, get outside their comfort zone and feel and look amazing at the end of it. So hopefully that gives you a better idea of who it's going to be most suitable for and whether it's going to be the right choice for you. I'm going to talk next about the 5-step process that I have inside the Mini Cut program. That is the tried and tested process that I use to help women get results on this program. So starting with number one, we work on establishing your true maintenance and your custom macros. So this is the very first step in the program, and this is the difference between women getting results or not. A lot of women will have, you know, tried various different macro tracking apps or MyFitnessPal and just put their details in, and next thing the app spits out a calorie goal for them and a macro target. And I can tell you now, these numbers that you get are so far from what you should be eating that it's not even funny. And they wonder why they're not getting results on those sort of low calories or just low macros as well, generally. So the truth is, this is the most important step that some people never get right. And that's why we do it first and foremost on the Mini Cut program. So we work on establishing your maintenance calories in week one. Super important. And it's a really great week because you're starting off on higher calories. We're building your metabolism up and we're priming you for that Mini Cut, that dieting phase. And the first week is really about making sure that you understand how to track your food and how to track your calories. So even if you've never tracked macros before, the Mini Cut program is a great place to start because we go through all that step by step in week one. So you're going to learn the basics of using MyFitnessPal, how to get it set up, all my tips and tricks to make tracking macros and tracking food really easy, to make it a breeze. So it's not something you're going to be stressing over. There's so much that you can do with MyFitnessPal or with any macro tracking app to make it easier for yourself. So let's talk a little bit about maintenance and why it's important in this first week. Your maintenance calories are never a fixed number. In fact, maintenance isn't even a real thing the body does. Every second of every day, your body is burning and storing body fat, breaking down and building muscle, repairing cells, shifting water, and a whole host of other biological processes that are essential to keep you alive. So you're never truly maintaining anything. You're always in that state of flux. So what we really mean by maintenance calories is the average energy intake required to keep our averages stable over a certain amount of time. You could actually, theoretically, have hourly, daily, weekly, monthly, and even yearly maintenance calories if you really wanted to calculate them. But we're not going to go down that path. But that basically gives you an idea of, you know, why maintenance is so individual and so unique. And I'm sure if you've listened to my other episodes about maintenance calories and about understanding energy intake, you'll understand that the numbers that you get from online calculators and from MyFitnessPal and things like that are just a ballpark figure. So In week one, we work on establishing your unique maintenance calories, and we work through the process of testing those out in real life over the course of the week to ensure that we're at your true maintenance and we've got calories up nice and high and we've got your metabolism firing, you're eating lots of whole foods, and you're eating all the right foods before we get into that dieting phase. So it really helps you get to grips with what you need to be doing with regards to tracking your calories and tracking your food while on a higher intake as well. And I'll be honest with you, the majority of ladies that join the program find that their body composition already starts to change in week one because we've changed macros around as well, and they're eating enough protein and they're getting enough carbs coming in and all of those good things. So that's phase one. The next part is number two, planning your customized meal plan. So for any of you that know and follow me, you know I'm not big on meal plans per se. So this is not a generic meal plan, but more of a flexible structure. So you can eat the foods you love and still hit your goals. So what we have in the program is a variety of flexible meal plans that basically give you a structure for your breakfast, your lunch, and your dinner. Because you know I'm big on having big main meals that keep you full and keep you satisfied and help you get all those great nutrients from your fruits and veggies and whole foods so that you're not feeling food focused all day or feeling hungry all day. So the meal plan structure gives you that. So it helps you to understand, what should I be having for breakfast? What are my options with regards to getting enough protein in here? What should I be having for lunch? What should I be having for dinner? And it gives you a lot of understanding around protein as well, because I find that's one area that many women struggle with, that they are not eating enough protein when they get started on the program and they feel like it's overwhelming to try to understand how to get enough protein from their diet and from whole foods. So that's what that meal plan structure is for. It helps you to really get your protein nailed in week one and make it really easy to hit that protein target and to really start to eat the right foods for fat loss as well. So basically what you do then with that customized meal plan is you learn how to move things around and make it work for you so it's effective and enjoyable and you're in control of what you're eating. You're not being told by somebody else what to eat, because I'm all about giving you the power. That's why I love the word empower. Okay, step three is removing the mental blocks. I see this all the time with so many women that I speak with. You've all the tools and the information and the knowledge because you're, you know, on Instagram, you're researching on the internet. There's so much information to our disposal nowadays. You have it all, you're reading it all, but you're overwhelmed by everything. You're struggling to see results. Knowing something and doing it are two different things. What's often keeping you stuck are the hidden mental blocks or blind spots. When you get to the root of what's causing you to self-sabotage or causing you to hit that fuck it button, then consistency becomes so easy. And I see it with all of my clients. There's always going to be that one little thing that is holding you back. And often it's a story you're telling yourself in your mind that you're starting to believe is true. And you know, with many women, it's like, my body isn't built to look a certain way. I'll never be able to achieve that result. My metabolism is broken. You know, these sort of things, they're stories you're telling yourself, but you're repeatedly telling yourself that and you start to believe it. And that's what then causes you to not be able to actually achieve a result. So in the program, we put a lot of emphasis on mindset around self-efficacy and eating behaviors in order to help you to uncover these roadblocks and create strategies so that you can stop letting food control you and take back that power, because that's what makes dieting easier. And I know I've done it myself, and I've worked through that process in the past. And that's why I think it is so vital to include this in the program to really help you, because there's a massive difference between giving somebody their calories and macros and saying, okay, there you go, that's what you need to be eating, do it, versus teaching them how to actually implement it and helping them to achieve food freedom and helping them to let go of those roadblocks and mental blocks that have prevented them from actually achieving a result in the past. So it's super important and something I'm very, very passionate about. Okay, step number four, data-driven macro adjustments. The difference between the struggling macro tracker who blindly follows a set of macros and never changes them and has been eating, say, 1400 calories year in, year out, and having, you know, X, Y, Z amount of protein, fats, and carbs forevermore, but struggles to see results, and the macro queen who understands how and when to make adjustments is the difference between getting results and not getting them at all. Inside the program, you'll get access to not only me giving you guidance week after week, but also to a self-assessment tool each week, helping you to understand exactly how to adjust your macros and the little tweaks we need to make each week in order to continuously see results throughout the program. So that's really, really important. And it's all data driven. So we're looking at, you know, how your body is responding each week, how your compliance and adherence is each week, because that is super important. You can have the best program in the world, but if your compliance is at a zero, you're not following the program. So we need to look at, you know, how our compliance is as well as how our body is responding to these numbers, and then make adjustments in that way. And that might all sound really overwhelming to some of you who have never tracked macros and calories before, but I'm there with you, guiding you through it. And I make it super easy and super achievable. And I really want every woman who does the program to actually understand what to do for themselves so that they can then have those tools available to them in the future, and they can actually feel empowered to be able to get a result again if they should ever need to in the future. And then finally, number five, post-diet maintenance and how to maintain your result. This is what causes, I would say, 95% of women who lose weight to gain it back after. So when we diet, as you'll know from listening to previous episodes of the podcast, we have a thing called metabolic adaptation. So our body adapts to the amount of food coming in. And as we diet, we lose weight and get smaller. When you're a smaller human, you require less energy to maintain your body mass. So at the end of a diet, your maintenance calories are a hell of a lot different to what they were at the beginning. And the worst thing we can do is go back to exactly how we were eating beforehand, because that will cause you to go back to where you were back then. So over the course of the 8 weeks of the program, we not only work on implementing habits and building habits and creating a lifestyle you can maintain long term, but also in that final week, we work out what your post-diet maintenance is. So these calories and macros are what are going to help you to really maintain that result and to be able to continuously stay at that amazing body composition that you've reached throughout the program. And I think, like, if you followed along from a lot of my clients that have gone through the program, that's what they rave about, the fact that they've been able to maintain their result on high calories after finishing the program. And I think that's super, super important, because not only is it going to help you to transition back to just, you know, enjoying all your favorite foods again, but also really empowers you to understand the importance of eating more food and fueling your body correctly, and, you know, getting to a really healthy place where you're spending time at maintenance and you're happy with your body composition and you're eating all those yummy foods. Okay, so finally, I think, maybe I have two more points on here. I've forgotten what I've written. So I wanted to talk a little bit about what happens over the 8 weeks, okay? So we've got 8 weeks in the program. We're actually only mini cutting for six of those weeks. So if you paid attention earlier, you would have noticed that I talked about week one being maintenance, okay? So the program is built on three important stages. We have stage one, which is the primer stage. That's where we're establishing your maintenance calories in week one. And as I said, the issue with a lot of the way people approach this is they think that their maintenance is just the number that they're going to be given when they put their numbers into a calculator or whatever. But the reality is, you know, somebody could be exactly the same weight and height as you and have completely different calorie requirements because of their NEAT levels, because of their muscle mass, so many different factors. So in week one, we really want to work on establishing your maintenance and going through those steps, and also learning a bit more about, you know, the food foods to be eating, how to track your food correctly, and so on. And it's really a week of eating more in order to upregulate your metabolism while already starting to improve your body composition and getting you to a really good starting point before we enter a deficit. After that, then, the next stage is our mini cut stage, and that is a 6-week fat loss phase. So we have macro adjustments each week based on your compliance and rate of weight loss, as I mentioned previously. And that's all guided by me and really easy to understand and easy to implement, and helps you to ensure that you're getting results week after week, because we want to be losing about 0.5 to 1.5% of your body weight per week when we're doing a mini cut. And then throughout the mini cut, we also have weekly themes where you're learning a bit more about nutrition and habits and mindset. So we cover things like nutrition fundamentals, building your perfect meal plan, eating out and staying on track. So important. I've had so many women actually do the program and, you know, have a lot of events coming up, like with birthdays and things like that, that they need to work around. I've had a few ladies do the program and go on holidays, you know, for a week or two in the middle of it and still be able to stay on track, thanks to this unit of the program where they learn about how to eat out at restaurants and cafes and still stay on track, because that's something that happens in life and we've got to be able to work that in. We've also got a module on mindset, habits, and getting unstuck. Massive one. We've got another one on overcoming self-sabotage. And then finally, we go through adjusting macros for fat loss and reverse dieting and your new maintenance and how to maintain your results long term. So that brings us to stage 3 then, which is post-diet maintenance. So as I discussed before, there is a difference between post-diet maintenance and optimal maintenance. So optimal maintenance is the energy intake required for you to stay the same weight and operate at 100% when you're healthy and you're in a non-stress state and your sleep is on point and life is good. However, post-diet maintenance is different. Post-diet maintenance is a result of the metabolic downregulation and adaptation that we have during periods of caloric restriction. Your body makes small hormonal changes and adjustments while dieting to reduce the energy output that you require. And this is a basic survival mechanism. And this is why I never recommend using online calculators or formulas to calculate your maintenance calories after a diet. It's okay to do it just at whim, you know, when you're planning on maybe starting a diet or just wanting to figure out where your maintenance is. But it's also important, like if you're doing that, to then implement the steps that I've talked about in earlier episodes. I think it was probably episode 5 or 7 where I talked about your calorie intake, where we need to look at, you know, real-time adjustments. But these calculators or formulas tend to overestimate true post-diet maintenance. So that's why we need to use a different method. We need a more real-time way of setting your new calories. And that's what the final week of the program is all about. So you learn that, which is vital, I think, because like you really, really want to, after putting all that work in a mini cut, be able to actually maintain that result afterwards and then learn how to, you know, implement your post-diet calories and how to reverse diet out of it as well and bring those calories up a little bit over the coming weeks so you're at a really good place with your food intake. So that brings us through the 3 stages involved in the 8-week program and how that all works. And then finally, 2 little things I wanted to touch on. Maybe 3, actually. I'm very bad at figuring out what I've got ahead of me here on this today. I've written so much, but I really wanted to talk you guys through it and just give you a real insight into it, because I feel like that really helps me when I'm looking at things. You know, I mean, when I was looking into doing my master's program, I loved like looking at what exactly was involved in all of the subjects and the units and knowing what was in store for me, I guess. And I'm sure there are people out there like me, you know, who are looking into, you know, programs like this and just want to know exactly what it is. So hopefully, if that's you listening, this episode is helpful to you. So finally, the other few things I wanted to talk about were community and coaching and that aspect of the program. So the community portion of the Macros Mini Cut program is something that I've really been building over the entire past year and been improving from one intake to the next. We all know how important community is. You are the combination of, I think it's the 5 people you spend the most time with. So imagine what it would look like if you were involved in a community of women who were so motivated and focused on reaching their goals that they were willing to invest in a program to make it happen too. Like, how would it feel to not feel alone on this journey, but to have other women going through it alongside you, to support you, to cheer you on, share ideas and bounce ideas off? It is amazing. And I'm so, so proud of the community we've built inside the program. And it's so awesome to see, you know, everybody jumping on the Zoom calls each week, getting to know each other, sharing ideas in the Facebook group, because success breeds success. When you're part of a community, it really helps to raise your standard and helps you to just try to achieve more and try to expect more of yourself, because you are the sum of the people that you're surrounded with in that community. And I think that really helps to bring everyone's spirits up and to help them push themselves that little bit more. Then the other thing I wanted to talk about was the coaching portion of the Mini Cup program. And I honestly think this is what sets the program apart. You won't find this level of coaching and education anywhere else, in my opinion anyway. Telling somebody what to do and giving them advice doesn't set them up for long-term success. And that's what many programs and challenges do. But in the Mini Cup program, what I endeavor to do is help you tap into the ideas that are inside you and to realize that the expert on your body is not actually me. No, it's you. I'm here to help you to learn everything, grasp all the tools, craft a plan, get unstuck, and learn what works and how to apply it to your unique body. And this is what not only allows my clients to get amazing results, but also to finish the program with the knowledge and skills to maintain their results long term. And I think if you speak to any of the women that I've had on the podcast from the Mini Cup program, they will tell you exactly that they got to the end of the program and they feel like they really figured it out. And now they understand, you know, how to eat and how to maintain their results. And they just feel so much more freedom around food as well. And that's what I want for you. So if you're listening to if you're listening to this podcast episode and, you know, you're feeling lost and confused about nutrition, I actually just really, really encourage you to take a look at the Mini Cup program and just, you know, think about what I've talked about earlier, you know, who is for and who it isn't for. And if that resonates with you, jump on that wait list so you'll actually be updated when the next intake does happen. The final question I wanted to cover before I finish up, because I know we're almost going over time here, because I try to keep these episodes around the 30-minute mark. The final question that I often get is, what's the difference between the Mini Cut program and one-on-one coaching? So this is something that I think is really important to cover, because the Mini Cut program is basically giving you all of what I do with my one-on-one clients, but in a shorter time frame and more intensified. So you have your weekly check-in form. We have our weekly check-in call, which is a group Zoom call. And because of that group setting, you'll receive value from the other women in the community as well. And what I mean by this is you can only ask questions about things that you know you don't know, not about things that you don't know you don't know. That's a bit like Inception, isn't it? You really have to think that one through. But, you know, you can only ask about what you think you don't know. And that's the value of being in a group. People are going to ask questions that you never thought to ask. And that helps you learn so much more. And the questions that get asked are different every intake. And you're going to learn something new every week from everybody else in the group. And that's the value of those group coaching calls. And all of the calls each week are recorded as well. So if you ever miss a call, you can actually watch it then later in the week inside the program and learn from that as well. And there's so many great questions that get asked and so many great discussions we have in there. So I think you really can learn a lot from being in a community and group setting like that. And basically, the ladies that go through the Mini Cup program, they get extreme value from it at a much lower price point than one-on-one coaching. It's shorter, it's more intense, and is a little bit more self-directed. But if you're willing to step outside your comfort zone, willing to try something new, and you want to learn and you want to get a result and you want to do something you've never done before, and you want to have that support and accountability and be in a group of people who are also, you know, striving to be better versions of themselves, then I think it is definitely something to look into and to consider. If you've ever been on the fence about, you know, having a coach, or you've never maybe even had a coach before, this is a really great first step. And some of the women that do the mini cut program, they go on to become one-on-one clients as well. So that's also something, you know, to do. Dip your toes in the water, learn a bit more about how it all works, get a result, and then maybe go off on your own with that knowledge and information, or maybe reach out for one-on-one coaching at the end and take that step up to the next level. So I'm going to stop talking now because we've reached the 30-minute point. If you've listened this far, I'm going to assume that maybe you're interested in knowing a little bit more and maybe joining that waitlist for the next intake. So I'll pop the link below in the show notes and you can click on there if you want to get on board and join us in a couple of weeks on the 25th of October when we start the next intake. And if you're listening to this later in the year, do not worry. We are also having an intake in the new year at some point in January. So once the October intake has started, there'll be a new waitlist opening up for the next intake after that. Or if you miss out on the October intake and you're not in there on the waitlist and places are filled, you will get a chance to join us in January. So anyway, that brings us to the end of today's episode, guys. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope that gave you a good insight of what we do on the Macros Mini Cut program. If you are loving the podcast, I would absolutely appreciate it if you are listening on iTunes and you can leave me a review and rating. It really, really helps the podcast to grow and to reach more people. And yeah, that brings us to the end of today's episode. So I will speak to you guys next week.